Call Weekend Breakfast now on
011-883-0702.
Well, I think we need to take up that call, right? It is our responsibility to support our arts in this country. It's so important. Our artists are, you know, you can, I think it's pretty evident, not top of the list when it comes to our government. And so it's up to us to support this, to keep this fantastic industry live and well. Let's bring in Slindile Mthembu, who is involved in The Old Soul Waiting, a play at Soweto Theatre. Let me just tell you a little bit about Slindile. Named Advanced Media's Influential South African in 2020, and in 2022, she became Mail and Guardian's 200 Young South Africans in Arts and Entertainment. A very good morning to you.
Having me.
Slindile, tell us about Old Soul Waiting.
Old Soul Waiting is an ode to maybe your ideal, your ideology that comes to an awakening phase that of your life that you are fighting with or you're fighting against yourself with. So it's like that transition. And what we do in Old Soul Waiting is we create a hybrid experience between an African realm or space or within a Western society where this woman, Bongiziwe, protagonist, faces turmoil in being able to decide what she's really going through. On the Western side, the doctors say that she has a mental illness. And on the African side, it could be some form of a spiritual awakening. So we pray with those hybrid worlds, and we take you in and out of her mind through dream states, where she finally arrives at her makulu, who teaches her these spaces and reminds her what these spaces are here to do, and to wake up and to realize what she's going through is just the calling that she was, that was transformed from her mother at birth. And her mother left at this orphanage because she couldn't face her own calling, and she kind of like spilt it onto this daughter, which is Bongiziwe.
Wow.
So she,
powerful story.
The mental illness, we play with loss of love or childhood issues or traumas, are not growing up with two parents in the household, and then we put her in this space where we go back and forth with her, and we finally wake up in this lost room with her. Yeah, that's so waiting.
So it's a multidisciplinary production.
Yes.
Tell us more about
favorites.
What's involved in that?
In terms of visual art elements come into the world, and we have obviously live music with one of my longest collaborators, which is, his name is Tenenkosi Mavimbela. And we also use interpretive movements, and we use a lot of film elements, because in 2021, post-COVID, the only way that I could really see how to have this work reach a digitalized audience was to partner with virtual festivals. So we could film our plays and then we can screen them. And then I'll take them out to an independent cinema at the Bioscope and test these works. And what I did with Old Soul Waiting was I tested it inside the Bioscope. And now it's time to go for audiences to finally experience it live. And this is our shot. This is our one night only. And our team is really working hard to create a really different experience and for us to have a really important conversation when it comes to independent works and independent works in South African mainstream spaces, not giving it enough voice, not giving it enough legs to grow.
And so I love it because it's a real visual onslaught, isn't it?
Yes.
So what do you hope people walk away with? I mean, a greater understanding of what's needed in your world, understanding different worlds in the story that's been told. But what do you hope they walk away with?
I want people to really, I want to test if the message is a universal one and if it can also reach international audiences. I think right now it's about really playing the market and also going back to community and to really having these spacious conversations with community in terms of like what can new South African contemporary work bring out, and how would you as a community and all of us as hybrid or multidisciplinary artists all come together and create a safe space and create a sustainable space for all of us And I think I want people to arrive back at, on their bums on seats, because it's really taken me 6 years to arrive at this particular theatre. And the last time I left myself there, I was a young girl. And I think now, have structures really changed? Are artists really sustained within their own spaces? Mm-hmm. And it's just to have this open conversation and a visual conversation to take you through. We don't only have one theatre, we have two theatres. And before you arrive to see the old soul waiting, we take you into her mind, where we play with art installation and hybrid ways of showing the process of what, how this body of work was made, and give you an experience before you arrive to see it all live. So I have a lot of great collaborators in this space, and everybody's taking a risk with me for this one night only. And I just want people to leave that room feeling some form of self-realization or self-awakening, whatever they've been hiding from themselves.
It'll must be incredible getting the impact from the audience, right? Because, I mean, there's nothing like playing two people rather than, you know, rehearsing amongst yourselves. Obviously, that just adds a different level of dynamism.
Yeah. To also carry it as the performer, it's quite crazy. But I'm ready for, if it has to live in, if the playwright has to perform it and explain it, then I'm ready to take it and I'm ready to do it. And today we're going to meet for our first rehearsal, our second one actually, and it is quite a beautiful process, but obviously we need everybody to come back to the Soweto Theatre. I understand it's a far theatre, but I think it's one of the most beautiful theatres in the sense of how it's built. We have the amphitheatre that's outside that nobody is quite using, but I just feel like people need to come back to this certain theatre, because there's a lot of history that can be made in that space.
And, well, hopefully you can lead the charge. Tell us what night it is and how we get tickets.
So it's on Friday the 31st of March at 7 p.m. at the Soweto Theatre. You can get tickets on web tickets, or you can get tickets on the Soweto Theatre website. Also waiting, one night only, at the Soweto Theatre on the 31st of March.
Okay, so that's what you're doing now. Things you've done in the past, Lesedi, Agama, Faceless. How did they you up for all of this?
So I've learned in my experience that I can't just only rely on being a playwright or a theatre maker. So my creative producing space for me is about really showing my passion and my love for blending theatre, music and dance. And in many of my works, I think there's quite a theme or a collective rhythm that shows the style. And I think, like, I'm really grateful for Faceless, particularly, which is a short audio visual film that I collaborated with the jazz musician Gabi Motuba and a director, Tina Zibi. And it's quite a beautiful body of work, because we all have different backgrounds and we all have different styles. But there was some thread that we found in Faceless that really showed our need in our industries to collaborate with one another and to create really work that we can be proud of, for it to go on international festivals and for us to reach a market that we haven't reached as Black women in this country or as creators. And I think it's important that there's accessibility. And I know it's been a while since everybody has seen Faceless or seen the works like Igama. The last time I did Igama was in 2020 with the first virtual National Arts Festival that was hosted online. And we got to film Igama Level 4 during Level 4 lockdown. Was quite an intense process. And it's taken us more than 3 years to bring it live. And this is what I think is important for your archives to still live in certain ways. But I'm worried about independent makers' repertoires kind of being erased, because we don't have enough spaces to practice them. We don't have enough spaces to live in. There's not enough residencies that are offered to us. So, yeah, this is my concern about how do we preserve the archives going forward as young makers in this country.
Well, we're reliant on people like you, Slindile Mthembu. Very good to talk to you, and best of luck. Look forward to seeing you at the Soweto Theatre.